Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power Word Shiur number 81. And we're at the end of the book, The Power of Words, and we are encapsulating a summary. We started in last year, and we're continuing in this year. We're going to talk today about common topics of Einoas Devarim. The laws of Einoas Devarim are based on the subjective response of the person you're talking to. And even if many other people don't mind a certain statement, but if the person you are saying it to will be distressed or upset or angry or offended, it is forbidden, meaning it's individual based on what they're sensitive to. It's important also not to disparage Torah thoughts of others. You could disagree. You could do it in a very polite, respectful manner and with a derech kavod. This is one of those things that are so, so important among Talmidei Chachamim, among people who are different Mahalchim in their learning and in their hashkafa within from Yiddishkeit itself. Elu ve'elu, everyone has a different path. And to have tremendous derech eretz for the Torah thoughts of others. Don't insult someone that is different from you, whether it's different from you from in personality. And Me'etz Hashem, you know, we're going to have shiurim on personality differences for that reason, to help in marriages, but also in overall, because once you understand personality differences, it'll be much easier to handle those differences and be sensitive to it. Don't insult someone for being different from you in personality, or in their thought process, or in their background, or in their habits. Everyone is different, and you have to have kavod abriyos towards that. Don't make belittling comments to a person about their job, or about their professional competency. That's also Einoas Devarim. Or implying to another person, talking to them or saying things to them which imply that they're not normal. Or bringing painful incidents of the past that cannot be changed, which causes suffering towards that person you're talking to in a way that's not beneficial at all. And of course, having to cause someone to worry, if you say worrisome things to that person, that constitutes Einoas Devarim. Attacking the motivation of others when they do good deeds, trying to say, oh, there they have ulterior motives and so on. That's also Einoas Devarim. Another thing is, if you belong to an organization or belong to a particular Rebbe or Rosh Hashiva or to a particular Hasidus and so on and so forth, you're very, very careful what you say about it in the person's presence. This is the idea of common shalom. This is, unfortunately, hopefully it stops, or has stopped, or Mesh Hashem will stop, of the negative verbiage, the negative wording people use when they make fun or mock other institutions or other groups. And it's very harmful, and it constitutes Einoas Devarim, and it creates a tremendous amount of Agmas Nefesh. And one has to be very, very careful with this. Employing someone lacking maturity is also causing Einoas Devarim. Or you make fun and insult their cooking. You know, we talked about it in different shiurim of how to, when you're husband and wife, how to convey this in a sensitive manner. So, you know, like we said very often, especially in the beginning of marriage, you know, sometimes a wife appreciates and needs to know whether something tastes good or doesn't, what the husband really likes or doesn't, so that she should have an idea of how to improve it. But you do it in a very, very sensitive way. But people who just insult and belittle pertaining cooking is Einoas Devarim. If someone's forgetful and absent-minded, you could remind the person, but without insulting him. Don't insult a person if they have a difficulty, you know, with the losing or misplacing things. Don't insult somebody if they don't not thinking logically at the moment. Don't insult somebody if they're making mathematical mistakes. People have different tastes, so don't insult anyone just because their taste differs from you. You know, they like spicy food, you don't, and you mock them for it, you know, or vice versa. Don't insult someone who has difficulty hearing. And don't make fun of somebody being overweight or underweight. Very, very important not to make fun of people's physical appearance. This is unfortunately common in, you know, teenage years and in school years. One has to be very, very careful. You make fun of people whether they're short, whether they're tall, or you make fun of people for doing things slowly, or make negative remarks about their possessions even, or someone is constantly being late to insult them for it. There's different ways of teichacha in certain ways, but you have to do it with a sensitivity. When you want to influence a person who tends to be more negative than positive, don't add einos devarim in your comments to that person when you're trying to to uplift them. Don't insult others for breaking things, for spilling things. And if someone takes pride in a particular hobby or a talent that they have, don't insult them about it. Of course, nivel peh is usur, saying profanities. There's a problem with saying profanities in and of itself, but saying it in front of a person who's offended and hurt by it is a double, then there's einos devarim mixed in as well. If someone mispronounces words, be careful to correct them in ways that show that you're respecting the person when you're trying to correct them. So these are common topics of einos devarim that we discussed through the series thus far. Here are common situations when people speak einos devarim and how careful you have to be. When someone asks you a question, be careful to answer them in a manner that will not cause that person pain. When you have conflicting interests with someone, find a peaceful solution. Find that compromise. Find the basic needs of both parties and try to find a way that the needs of both of them can be met. This applies in all bein adam lechaveri interactions, how much more so in marriage dynamic, to find that middle ground and work together at things that you differ from one another with. When someone tries to correct you, don't verbally attack the person. Don't insult the person. Even if you're an expert in finding inconsistencies and contradictions, let's say you're a very logical person and you right away see these contradictions in the statements of others or in the behaviors, be careful not to do so in a manner that will cause needless pain. This is in a way difficult for people who are very sharp and very intelligent, that they see through things and they see inconsistencies, and it's very easy for them to be very critical of them. And they have to hold back and recognize Hashem gave different people different kaiches. You have the ability to see these things clearly, others don't, and you have to be sensitive to it. Don't insult people for being indecisive. You can be madrich them in helping them making decisions in a more, productive way, but you don't insult them when they have this problem. Also suggesting unwanted advice at times could be einos devarim. And let's say someone requests from you to do something and you have to decline. So you decline in a polite way. You don't insult the person for making that request. And if someone does not know that you know private information about the person, don't let them know that you know that information. That's very, very important. You happen to find out something about a particular person and you know that person does not want other people to know, including yourself. You keep it to yourself and you don't tell the person you know, and you put it out of your mind and you do your best to just interact with the person the way you always have. Don't insult people for crying. Don't insult people, when you talk about topics that you're not interested in, don't tell them you're not interested in it in a way that would be einos devarim. If someone failed you to tell you good news and you're upset they didn't tell you about it, don't make any comments that would hurt his feelings. When someone gave you an unclear answer or unclear explanation, again, don't respond with einos devarim. If someone offered to assist you and you don't need that person's help, so you're refusing their help because you don't need it, but you would say it very politely in a way that will not cause that other person to feel hurt. When someone refuses to do something you ask him to do for his welfare, be careful. Revealing someone's secrets in his presence is einos devarim. To others is also, when they find out about it, is einos devarim. We said in general, one needs to put him to be very confidential about secrets that were given over to you from someone else, even if they didn't befavor say, don't say it over. There's a common sense aspect that they don't want it said over, so you keep quiet about it. When people are inefficient, you have to be careful with einos devarim. When you want to help them become more efficient, you have to do it in a very tactful, respectful, pleasant way. If someone does something that wastes your money, again, be careful how you talk to that person. If you received a gift from a person, you're not interested in receiving it, don't insult them. Whether you return it, not return it, you have to use your shikel hadas, but be very, very sensitive. Very often you'll have on the street or wherever it is, by a simcha, someone bumps into you by accident, You know, you say, excuse me, or they weren't looking, whatever it is, but be careful not to insult them. Overacting, overreacting is a problem. With, you know, in restaurants or something, wherever it is, and you feel there's a lack of service and you're upset about it. Even if there's a legitimate taina there and you want better service, you do that in a very respectful manner. Don't insult anyone who's excessively worried about your welfare. And, you know, they're worried about you. And they ask you questions and you're annoyed by it. Be careful not to respond with, you know, astavarim, recognizing they're just doing this out of love and care. Don't insult someone for seeking approval. You know, some people have this approval-seeking aspects. We're going to have a series, Life Transforming Advice, based on the Sefer Gateway to Happiness by Zal Pliskin. There's a whole chapter on approval-seeking. It's a midah that we have to, like, work through. But if someone does have that midah, try to help them in a positive manner, but don't insult them. And if someone praises and thanks you for doing something for them, be careful not to respond with a comment that will make a person feel bad. So here are various situations, common topics of Einas Devarim, common situations of Einas Devarim. And this, again, this year and most of last year, it's kedai to listen to because it summarizes a lot of the points mentioned in all the other shiurim prior to this. And we'll just, Bezras Hashem, be mamshich in this summary in the upcoming shiur. Bracha v'atzlacha.